Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in southeast Arizona, fighting to expose the truth and help put the country back on track, this is The Conservative Underground. Send us an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com. And now, here's your host, behind the microphone of truth, Big D.
Alrighty, welcome back to another broadcast episode of The Conservative Underground. Yes, we are broadcasting from an undisclosed location right here in southeast Arizona. Okay, hey, it's going to go down. It is going to go down. The Contra Radio Network is going to launch, and we are getting ready to launch very, very quickly. So if you are listening to this, you are probably listening to this on my Podbean account or iHeartRadio or iTunes or something. I don't know. You're listening out there somewhere because the statistics show you're listening. And so what we're going to do is we're going to change the way this program is broadcast. It is this account, this Podbean account, is probably going to go away. I am good till the end of the year, and then I'm going to keep broadcasting here, and probably for at least the next couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, and then we're going to be transferring over to Contra Radio Network, and that's at contraradionetwork.podbean.com. That is where we're going to be hosting these podcasts. So what we're going to be able to do is we're going to be able to offer content providers a place to stream their content on the Live 365 platform that is going to be using as our platform where we launch the streaming service for Contra Radio Network. And we have daily, weekly, and bi-weekly positions available for streamers who want to stream on the network. We will be building this network. Now, the fee structure works like this. We have a few different packages. So the first package is it works out to $30 a month to be able to be hosted on our streaming service. Now, that's billed annually. If you pay annually, then it works out to $30 a month. Okay. If you don't want to lock into the 1 year rate, we will also let you bill monthly, but it's going to be $40 a month. Okay. If you go with the monthly payment plan. Now, that is actually very reasonable because I am paying for my for this account. It works out. I billed annually. It worked out to the $29 a month, the $30 a month. And if you do the monthly, it's $40 a month. So the price structure is pretty much the same. Only I only have the opportunity to host one podcast right here on this program. On this network, and of course they do, you know, it is distributed out to the different podcasting networks. But what we're going to be offering for that package level is a streaming service that is going to be on the Contra Radio Network. Plus, you will also be added onto our hosting page at our Contra Radio Network podcast page, which is at ContraRadioNetwork.podbean.com. Plus, you will also get your own personal profile page on the Contra Radio Network website, which is ContrarRadioNetwork.com. It'll have a picture of you. If you're a founding member, you will have a little founder's badge there. You'll be able to monetize that by putting your referral links to your sponsors. So, for instance, if your sponsor sold widgets, you could say, check out these fabulous widgets, and then put a referral link, your referral link to that, so that you're able to monetize your podcast as well. And then, of course, we will also be offering other packages. If you don't want to do the monthly service, then what you'll be able to get is you'll be able to get I think we're going to charge $10 a month. We'll host you on our Contra Radio Network podcast hosting. In other words, for $10 a month, we will put you on our ContraRadioNetwork.podbean.com account, which is, it's only $10 a month. There's nobody out there that I know of that is hosting podcasts for $10 a month. So you have the ability to get your podcast out there and host it for $10 a month, or for $30 a month, billed annually, $40 a month, billed monthly, you can have your podcast hosted on our streaming network, as well as added to the hosting service, as well as your own personal profile page on the Contra Radio Network's website. So I think we're offering pretty good value there for what you're getting for the money. And so we also offer, now we're not done because there's other things. We also offer, if you want to come on the network, we can host you and we'll charge 50 cents a minute for a minimum of 30 minutes airtime. So if you just want to have a bi-weekly show or a weekly show, and you only want to do a 30-minute program, you can do that for, and we'll only do it for 50 cents a minute. So, guys, that's extremely affordable, people. That's an extremely affordable rate to be able to host on our streaming service for 50 cents a minute. For a minute, now that's a minimum of 30 cents a minute. So, you know, you have to at least do a 30-minute program, but that works out to $15. Okay, so you can have we will host on our streaming service on the Contra Radio Network's talk radio network. $15, you can have, you know, a program on, a 30-minute program every week. So that's pretty good, actually. That's very affordable. We will also be offering professional voicing. We will have our professional voiceover producers produce your intros, your outros, just like the intro to this show. We will do an outro for your show as well. And we will also do a promotional advertisement that we will broadcast during the regular week here on the streaming service. And you can log on to the website for all those details. We're still working on the website, so you guys are, those of you that are listening are kind of getting a precursor to what's coming. I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag a little bit, but we're still working on that page. We will have that page up soon, and when we do, we'll be putting it out there so that you can go and look and see, because we will be offering that as well. So we will be offering different packages. We'll have the mega package deals. And so all the details will be put out there on the Contra Radio Network for you to check out. So, but I mean, you guys, if you think about it, 50 cents a minute, you know, is pretty good to be able to have a 30-minute program. So anyway, more to come on that. Lots more to come on that. We are gearing up. What we're going to be doing in the beginning is we're going to be broadcasting. We have a few shows already lined up. Of course, this program, the Jeffers Brief, Two Crazy Guys. I think there's Mark Boyle's The Prepper Guy is going to be on there as well. There is Prepping 2.0. There's a program called The Dope Farm that's going to be coming on now. No, it's not about dope. That's kind of interesting the way he did that. But there's more details coming on that. That's a new program that's waiting in the wings to come on board. And we have plenty of spots. So if you know of a content provider or if you are a content provider, we would like to welcome you to come on to our network. We're going to be blasting things out of the water, and we're going to be offering really good rates. I think they're really good rates. The value for what you're getting, you know, I think is pretty good, considering that we're going to be out there competing with all of these very well-established networks, and we're just getting started, and we're going to be offering a lot more than what most of these networks are offering. Not trying to put down Podbean, because we will maintain our Podbean account over on the Contra Radio Network. This Podbean account is going to migrate over there. And so we're not ending anything. We're expanding it. So this program is starting to grow, and I'm starting to get enough people, enough followers, subscribers, and listeners to where we think that instead of just limiting ourselves to right here, that we are able to expand and join with the Contra Radio Network and expand things and make not only this program, but the other programs that are going to be joining forces into the Contra Radio Network will all have the opportunity to grow there. And so I sure hope that as a listener and a follower that you would go over and follow the Contra Radio Network account. I'll be putting a link to that page here. I'll also be putting a link to the Contra Radio Network. Also, the other thing that we will be offering on the Contra Radio Network's feed that we don't offer here, that we don't have here, is if you are a video podcaster and you want to host a video, we will also be able to host that video on the Contra Radio Network .podbean.com. So you'll have the opportunity to have an audio podcast as well as a video podcast. And so I sure hope that you would consider joining us. If you don't know how to podcast, I'm also thinking, oh man, I just don't want to stretch myself too thin. But if you also, I'm considering a video course for those that don't know how to podcast and that really want to learn how to podcast. So I'm considering doing that as well. There's a lot coming down the pipe. The program is growing. We are expanding. And I just want to make sure that we are able to expand the way that we want to and need to. We have the room to grow. So that's what we're doing. That's the update. And so now I'm going to take a quick break. And then I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about some topics. We're going to talk about Mr. Lewandowski. Boy, did he have a heyday with Mr. Nader. So we're going to talk about that. And we've got some other things we're going to be talking about. It looks like they're pushing Elizabeth Warren. I'm going to step out on a limb and I'm going to say that she is going to be the one. I know what I said before, and they're on the archives. I know what I said before that it was either going to be Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, but neither one of them are going anywhere. And it looks like Elizabeth Warren is, quote, packing in the crowds, unquote. We're going to talk about that too when we come back. So stick around after the break. We'll be back with more. Don't go away.
Are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Conservative Underground, now going to be broadcasting on Contra Radio Network over at www.contraradionetwork.com and, of course, contraradionetwork.podbean.com. And so, let's get into this whole thing that took place. Jerry Nadler was made to look like an absolute, complete fool. And I'm going to let you listen to this because I want you to hear the exchange.
Ms. Lewandowski, we received a letter from the White House just yesterday that they will not let you answer any questions beyond what you told the special counsel and was publicly released. The White House's instruction to you is based on a bogus claim of executive privilege, even though you did not work a single day for the administration, let alone in the executive branch. My colleagues are going to get into the specific events in detail, but I'm especially troubled by the president's attempt to obstruct Congress's investigation and prevent the American people from learning the truth about what he's done, and I want to ask you questions relevant to that issue. Ms. Lewandowski, is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19th, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Okay, hold on right there. Here we go. We're back to the obstruction of justice thing again. I just wanted to throw that in there real quick. We're back to the obstruction of justice, even though Mueller's report said there was no... Look, man, they're still trying to move with this. But anyway, okay, sorry. Get back to it.
Said, is there a book and page number you can reference me to, please? I don't have a copy of the report in front of me.
Volume 2, page 90. But I simply ask you, is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19th, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
I don't think I need to do that, and I have limited time. Did you meet alone with the president on that date?
Congressman, I'd like you to refresh my memory by providing a copy of the report so I can follow along.
Page. You don't have a copy with you?
I don't have a copy of the report, Congressman.
Clock will
Mr. Stop. Chairman, I request that the clock be stopped while this charade is sorted out.
Okay, three times now he's told Nadler that he does not have a copy of the report, and he's requesting a copy of the report. Nadler's trying to sidestep him and trying to coax him into saying something he shouldn't. But let's get back to it.
I'm sorry, Congressman, what page was it?
The clock should have been stopped and should remain stopped. Page 90, volume 2.
Okay, and which paragraph, sir?
I don't have it in front of me.
I'd like a reference, sir, so I can follow along on what you're asking.
This is genius, man. Genius.
Do you not have an independent recollection of whether you met with the president on that date?
Congressman, I'm just trying to find in the Mueller report where it states that.
Well, you have it in front of you. I gave you the page number.
Okay, where on page 90 is it, sir?
Mr. Chairman, you got to start the clock.
No, I don't have to start the clock, but he's filibustering. Bottom of page 90.
Well, yes, you do have to. Bottom
of page, that's across the hall in the bottom Senate. This is actual questions being done now.
Mr. Chairman, point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
That's not me.
The gentleman will state his point of parliamentary inquiry.
Mr. Chairman, is it appropriate for a witness to refuse to answer a question and instead demand that we reference and point him to the... I'd ask that Mueller report be closed. And the
yes, absolutely, because question. you're trying to reference the Mueller report. Stop the tape. Stop the tape. Page. This is absolutely on key, and this is absolutely positively correct. Look, first of all, you're trying to question the man based on the Mueller report, so yes, he's not trying to deny or refuse to answer the question. He's trying to get you to point out to him exactly what it is that you're referencing that he did in the Mueller report. The Mueller report is totally, totally on tap here, and it belongs here. And the questioning, He doesn't have to answer the questions that you're trying to frame him to answer. All right, let's get back to it. Oh, and I might add, they're questioning him and they still haven't started the clock back yet. Okay, they've stopped the clock, but they haven't started the clock. They stopped the clock to go rush to find a copy of the Mueller report. They haven't restarted the clock and they've already begun questioning again. And so now the clock needs to be started. Of course, you know, Nadler's trying to get every minute of time, free time that he can.
The clock is starting now. There's a question.
Point of order, when will the clock start, Mr. Chairman?
Once the question's asked, Mr. Chairman, the clock should start.
Right under overview, second line.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
The gentleman, the witness.
Point of order.
The witness has the time and
will
answer.
Point of order is a
question. The witness
will answer
the question.
Point of order overrides that. A point of order overrides that, Mr. Chairman, and you know that.
The gentleman will state his point of order.
Point of order is once the question has been asked in reference properly to the witness to answer the question, the clock should start.
That's right.
It cannot be held while you and your counsel go over notes.
Exactly.
The gentleman is correct. The clock will start.
All right. Eat it, Nadler.
And the witness will answer the question without further delay.
Fool.
Yes, I see that in the report.
Thank you. During that meeting, did you tell the special counsel that the president, quote, asked you to deliver a message to Sessions, who was then the Attorney General of the United States? Page 91.
Okay. At this point now, Lewandowski is actually trying to look for the reference that Nadler just made.
I ask you a question, sir.
I'm looking for that reference on page 91, Congressman.
See.
Do you not have an independent recollection?
No, I'm looking. Mr. Congressman, I'm trying to adhere to the White House's request. I answer questions that are provided in the Mueller report only. So I'm trying to reference that report directly about your question, Congressman.
See, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to stonewall him. They're trying to get him to say something that's going to trip him.
Were you a White House employee at that time?
No, Congressman.
And if... you did not hold any position in the government whatsoever, did you?
Correct.
Now, sitting behind you are counsels for the White House, correct?
That's my understanding.
You understand those lawyers actually work for the president at the White House?
I believe that's accurate.
Nevertheless, the president's lawyers have told you not to answer any question by this committee other than what has already been disclosed in the special counsel's report. Is that correct?
Because...
Congressman, I'd have to read from the letter that the White House provided the committee if that would help clarify.
Here we go.
Would you like me to do that, Congressman?
No, I'd like you to answer the question.
Nope.
Have you been directed...
Congressman, I've never spoken to any members of the White House counsel's office other than saying hello about 15 seconds ago.
But you were directed by letter.
Congressman, I was provided a letter that I believe this committee was assigned. It says, as explained below, Mr. Lewandowski's conversation with the president and with senior advisors to the president are protected from disclosure by long-settled principles protecting executive branch confidentiality interests, and as a result, the White House is directing Mr. Lewandowski not to provide information about such communications beyond
yes.
the information provided in the portions of the report.
We'll take that as a yes. And the basis for their direction is a claim of executive privilege. Is that correct?
I can read it again, Congressman.
The answer is you're not answering the question.
Right.
We've already established that you were never employed by the White House or the executive branch. That is correct.
Right.
I have never been employed by the executive branch.
Sir, did you ask the White House counsels to be here?
No.
Congressman, as I just reiterated, I've never spoken to anyone in the White House counsel's office.
The answer is no. Was it your idea for you not to answer questions based on a claim of executive privilege?
I can reiterate I didn't ask. I've never had a conversation with someone from the White House counsel's office regarding this matter.
So it was your idea not to answer?
I have never had a conversation with someone from the White House counsel's office.
Was it your idea not to answer these questions on the basis of executive privilege, yes or no?
Congressman, I can only go by the letter that was provided. It was not my idea to provide this letter.
Not your idea. Did you ever suggest to the president or anyone else that you thought your communications with him were official White House communications?
Congressman, the White House has directed I not disclose the substance of any discussions with the president or his advisors to protect executive branch confidentiality. And I recognize this is not my privilege, but I am respecting the White House's decision.
Let me ask you some questions about your relationship with the president after he assumed office. How many times has the president asked you to meet him in the White House?
Stop tape. So here we go. He refuses to listen. What he's trying to do is trip up Lewandowski. He's trying to stonewall him. He's trying to get him to step up, or he's trying to pressure him into saying something that could later come back and incriminate him. And Lewandowski is just way, way too far ahead of Nadler to fall for that kind of crap. And so he's told him several times that the White House has written him a letter and asked him and directed him or asked him not to answer anything that does not deal with the Mueller report. And what's Nadler do? Right back to questioning outside the Mueller report. I don't know what's wrong with these people, but the guy, Nadler, looked like a complete freaking fool here. All right.
The White House is directed not to disclose the substance of
any
discussions.
How many times did you meet with the president alone in the White House in 2017?
I don't know the answer to that.
How many times did he direct you to deliver a message to a member of his cabinet?
The White House is directed not to disclose the substance of any discussions with the president.
Did he ever discuss with you any concerns that he may have committed a criminal offense?
The White House has directed not disclose the substance of any discussions with the president.
See here, what's going on?
To protect executive branch confidentiality.
All right,
I recognize this is not my privilege.
Mr. Chairman, I make a point of order. Pursuant to Clause 2J2A of Rule 111, that the gentleman is out of order, he has exceeded the time limit under the five-minute rule.
I will enforce the time limit under the five-minute rule.
I challenge the ruling. I challenge the ruling of the chair.
The ruling of the chair is challenged. All those in favor of overriding the rule of the chair will say aye. Opposed? No.
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 Roll call.
Those have it. Roll call is asked. The clerk will call. Where's the clerk?
Well, we can make this.
That's it.
The clerk will call the roll.
That's it. So here's the deal. They bring in Lewandowski, and they're supposed to be questioning him on things that are pertaining to the Mueller report. And the whole time, the entire time, Nadler wasted his entire time asking him questions outside of the scope of why he was brought there to begin with. Okay. The White House, and he told him several times that the White House had asked him and he was going to abide by what the White House had requested, not to discuss anything outside of the scope of the Mueller report. And the whole stinking time, Nadler is wasting his time asking him these stupid questions that don't pertain to really anything. And he turned out to look like a complete bumbling fool. Mr. Lewandowski, sir, you are a great American patriot. Thank you for your patronage to this country, sir. With much respect to you, I appreciate what you've done here, sir. You're a very smart, wise individual, and you didn't fall for the traps. And, sir, that ganders all the respect in the world. Okay, now I want to go to the next part of this. Representative Matt Gaetz, I want you to listen to what he says, and let's listen to this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the Mueller report was supposed to be the end-all be-all, the great groundswell of support for impeachment, ensuring that Americans would want to tar and feather the president, run him out of Washington on a rail, deprive the American people of the president that they duly elected. Well, that didn't turn out to be the case. So then, it was all about bringing the Attorney General in, Bill Barr. He was certainly going to point out the inconsistencies and flaws in the analysis. Well, that didn't happen because the majority wanted to insist that their unelected staff ask questions of the Attorney General of the United States. But no, they said, we'll go to court, we'll win, we'll force Bill Barr and Don McGahn to come and testify. They're not winning in court. They're not here. It's a joke. For the last 4 months, the path the majority has taken us on has rambled from disorganized to just downright dizzying. In June, Speaker Pelosi said the House Democratic Caucus was, and I'm quoting, not even close to an impeachment inquiry. That was to CNN. In July, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said, quote, an impeachment inquiry is when you consider only impeachment. That's not what we're doing. We're investigating all of this. But then in August, in a CNN interview, Nadler said, this is a formal impeachment proceeding. Then in September, when asked if the Democrats are engaged in an impeachment inquiry, the House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer answered, no. It was the gentlelady from Washington who said just recently, Ms. Jayapal, we have been in the midst of an impeachment investigation. She said that to Politico. But then in the very same story, the gentleman from Connecticut, Mr. Himes, said, no, we're not in an impeachment investigation. Then the gentleman from New York, Mr. Gregory Meeks, said, when asked if the House was investigating impeachment, he said, well, maybe we don't know whether an impeachment investigation has begun. It's just dizzying. Last week, it was the Judiciary Chairman, Jerry Nadler, who said, what we're doing is very clear. It's been very clear. It continues to be very clear. The Speaker has backed us at every point along the way. This process has been about as clear as Joe Biden's last answer to race relations that involved turning on the record player. We don't know where we are or what we're doing. Now, Mr. Lewandowski, I am not allowed by House rules to impugn the motives of my colleagues or to speculate as to what might be animating this bizarre circumstance. But those rules don't apply to you. So, Mr. Lewandowski, do you have a thought as to why we continue to engage in a charade that is overwhelmingly opposed by the American people and fundamentally misunderstood by my Democrat colleagues?
You know, Congressman, I think they hate this president more than they love their country.
Bingo. You just hit the nail on the head. It's what I've been saying. It's what everybody else has been saying.
Mr. Lewandowski, you were the campaign manager for the president's campaign when the Obama-Biden administration was notified that there might be efforts by the Russians to interfere with our election. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And can you describe for us the briefing you got as the campaign manager to ensure that our system was resilient and American democracy was protected?
There was no briefing provided by anybody from the Obama-Biden administration, members of the intelligence community, or the FBI to our campaign when I was present or during my tenure as the campaign manager.
I mean, that's just baffling to me. I mean, our democracy is so precious. We have to cherish it. We have to protect it. And yet, when the Obama-Biden administration knew that there might be nefarious efforts to interfere or co-opt or in any way disturb our democracy, they didn't say anything to you. Now, as you sit here today, having watched these facts unfold, do you have any rationale as to why maybe the Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Obama-Biden team didn't want to give the Trump campaign a fair defensive briefing about the threats that we were facing?
It's actually unfathomable to me that they didn't contact the major political nominee for president of the United States and inform them of potential threats against the election process in 2016.
And we could be finding that out now. I mean, we could have those people before our committee to figure out what in the world happened that didn't allow us to get those answers. One final question for you, Mr. Lewandowski. Has an inspector general employed by the United States government ever accused you of breaking the law?
No.
No, but they have done that with James Comey, and yet the leadership of this committee will not bring James Comey before, even though the inspector general said that his work impaired the credibility and efforts of over 35,000 FBI agents and the brave people fighting for our country. It's a shame that you're here, Mr. Lewandowski. Jim Comey should be sitting in that chair. He should be answering questions about why he did so much damage to the FBI in our country, including not giving you the briefing that you are entitled to. I yield back.
And there you have it. Couldn't have said it any better myself. The only thing I would have corrected there was the fact that the United States is a republic, not a democracy. But other than that Mr. Gatz, that was absolutely perfect. And the whole thing was a charade. The whole thing has been a charade. And the only reason why they're even doing any of this is because they have promised the base. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, they have promised the base that they're going to impeach the president. And they have not yet. And they have not yet done so because they haven't had the grounds to do so. So this whole thing is a charade. It's a charade in order to keep the Democratic base, you know, the snowflakes. The goal is to keep them wound up. That's it. They have promised them, and they have yet to do any of it because they can't, and it upsets them. And so they're grasping at any straw they can, and they're sitting there looking like frickin' fools, wasting time, wasting taxpayer money on this garbage, this crap. I'll call it a witch hunt, like the president calls it. When they should be going after the true criminals. And it's beyond me You know, there, I got a little bit excited when the Attorney General started talking about investigating Clinton and all that. And here I thought that we were going to have data dumps and we were going to have all kinds of information coming forth. And then all of a sudden, all that just went away. Something, guys, look, something isn't adding up here. Something's not making sense. The swamp's not draining. I know I said give it time. I'm starting to question those. I'm starting to question, why are we still wasting time with this garbage? And the true criminals are running free. They're running at large. And that's all I want. I want to see them brought to justice. I want to see Hillary Clinton indicted. And I want her to answer questions as to why she colluded with the Russians. Remember the plutonium deals? As to why in Benghazi she did not provide backup when she was requested to provide it. As to why she was destroying hard drives that were evidence of some kind of an activity, criminal most likely. That's the only reason I would think of that you would have people out smashing hard drives with ball-peen hammers and bleach-bitting them and deleting emails. If you have nothing to hide, why are you trying to hide it? I would like some answers. I would like to know why it is that Barack Obama was allowed to spy on the president. I would like to know why the whole thing went down. The whole thing was made up. We know it was made up. The whole thing was based on a lie. I want to know why they were allowed to get a fake dossier, or Dozier, however you want to pronounce it, take that to a FISA court, lie to the FISA judge, get a warrant to spy on Trump, and then deny the whole thing happened while you're trying to frame Trump for something that never even took place. Why? We'll be back right after this.
Hey, folks. Guess what the number one phrase that Life Change Tea receives by email? You ready? We love this tea. We love this tea. Time after time, week after week, we love this tea. Life Change Tea gives you more energy, a beautiful cleansing, and fulfills its slogan perfectly. The tea that makes you go. So if you want to be on your health game, log on to getthetea.com and order Life Change Super Strength Tea. Packages come in a 1 month supply, and when you brew this stuff, wait until you see the results. Aren't we all about the results? And with a lot of people's health struggling, we can use a little bit of help. Doctors will tell you disease starts in the gut. So log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Be our next email saying, I love this tea. I mean, I love this tea. Get the tea at getthetea.com. Helping America one tea bag at a time.
Hey, listen, the Contra Radio Network is launching its own network, and we want you on board. If you have a podcast and you want to be heard, come on board the Contra Radio Network. That's right. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com for more details.
This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
Alrighty, welcome back. Real quickly, we're going to talk about Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. So there's a story out from the Des Moines Register. Elizabeth Warren leads Register's Iowa poll for the first time, besting Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Now, that's a big story in its own, but listen carefully because the numbers are still low. Listen. Elizabeth Warren surged in Iowa, overtaking Joe Biden and distancing herself from fellow progressive Bernie Sanders, the late Des Moines, Iowa Register / CNN / Mediacom Iowa poll shows. Okay, CNN, That should tell you the first bit of news you need to know. But this is where it's more important. Warren, the U.S. Senator from Massachusetts, now holds a 2 percentage point lead with 22% of likely Democratic caucus goers saying that she is their first choice for president. It's the first time she has led the Register's poll. Okay, so let's dissect this a little bit. She's leading, absolutely she's leading, by 2 points, two percentage points, which is nothing. And 22% polled. Now, 22%, what was it? It said 22% of the likely voters, the caucus goers, were in her favor. So that's nothing, people. See what I'm trying to say? That is absolutely nothing. It's a non-story. If you read, you've gotta read between the lines. The headlines are leading you to believe that Elizabeth Warren is walking away with this thing, and she's walking away, leaving everybody behind, and all this other stuff. But then when you read the substance of the story, she's really not. She's only 2 percentage points. That's nothing. It's a nothing story. It's a nothing burger. But you see, they've already made up their mind. They have already made up their mind. That is who they want. That is who they want to represent the Democrats against Donald Trump in 2020. By the way, he's going to mop the floor with her. But they're trying to make it look as if she is soaring and she's unreachable and all this other stuff until you get into the meat and the potatoes of the story, and then you find out that really, truthfully, she's only 2 percentage points ahead. She's not really that far ahead. Okay, granted, she's ahead, but, you know, Joe Biden had the nomination. When he first came in, the former vice president, all this fanfare, and he keeps getting up there. He keeps forgetting where he's going. He keeps forgetting what he's going to say. He keeps forgetting what he's going to do. He keeps making all these stupid gaffes. He's lost. I don't think the man is mentally competent, personally. And Bernie Sanders, every time you see him, looks like he's on crack. His hands are flailing off in the air, and I think he's going to take off and go fly off to the moon or something. Beto O'Rourke doesn't even stand a snowball's chance. The racist and evil mad Kamala Harris, she's done. Booker doesn't stand a chance. You know, the only one right now that I actually do see is Pocahontas. She's the only one that I see that makes the closest sense. And not because it's what the liberal media is trying to push down my throat. It's because of what I'm watching and seeing. Not because she's 2 percentage points ahead. It's just because of what I'm watching these people implode, man. They're imploding and they're self-destructing. And Elizabeth Warren right now is the only one that's staying on key, that's sticking to point, that seems to know where she's at and what she's talking about, even if she is a goofball. So I'm going to change what I said back several months ago. I said it was either going to be Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. And I am going to change what I said. I think it's going to be Pocahontas. And Prepper Guy, Mark Boyle, we were talking about this on the other podcast, on the Two Crazy Guys podcast. He said he's going to stick to his guns. Mark said that he's going to stick to his guns and stick with Biden. But at first I thought Biden was probably going to be it. But after watching him, the guy's a bumbling buffoon. Well, they all are bumbling buffoons. But Biden, that guy, he's lost. I honestly think he is not mentally competent. And so, therefore, I am officially changing my stance today to say that it's going to be Elizabeth Warren is going to be the Democratic nominee. It has nothing to do with that story I just read. It's just the way I'm thinking. In fact, on the Two Crazy Guys podcast, I said that last week before that story came out. So I was going to get to it on this program. I just didn't get to it. The story came out before I got to it. But yeah, so I'm changing my story. I think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren. Every day is a clown show in this country right now. Every single day, the Democrats are making complete bumbling fools of themselves. And it's going to get even funnier as the time gets closer. You know what it reminds me of? If you ever watched that show, that movie, it was Finding Nemo, where the little they had the seagulls. Mine, 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 mine. That's what the Democrats remind me of. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get ready to get on out of here. I've got a lot of work to do this week getting ready to launch the Contra Radio Network's Talk Radio Network. Again, we are looking for content providers, and we'll have details for you soon. In the meantime, log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and also go over to ContraRadioNetwork.podbean.com and click the follow and or subscribe button there, and you will continue to hear these programs. Like I said, I'll still be here, but we're getting ready to migrate over there. So I'm going to get out of here. Until next time, thanks for tuning in.
This has been The Conservative Underground. Send us an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.redstateunderground.com. Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com. Catch us on social media, on Facebook at Underground Talk Show, on Twitter at Underground Show 2. That's SHO and the number 2.